Bruce, to a large extent, implied that if we say ICANN is responsible, has an interest in consumer trust in relation to old TLDs, that we'd be widening our scope. I take great difference with that, and I will be following up. I'm not quite sure how yet, but I strongly have a problem with that. The mechanics of hiring the position, any of us who have spent time hiring people and things like that, I think agree with Garth that it's a little bit hard to understand how they could have been doing this process for a year and a quarter and don't have at least a bullet list of things that are on the job description. Now, I can understand they don't have a formal job description. I can buy that easily. So, yes, we have a few problems on that issue. The other issues on the agenda with the board, I think, were resolved far more equitably than that one was. We'll all hear more about this. Go ahead, Tim. I'm sorry. We do have a queue. I didn't see Judith. So Judith and Shun and then Tim and Vonda. Sorry.
Yes, this is Judith Halcyon for the record. I think it was clear to the board that Alan Grogan never had a job description and maybe never even looked for candidates. And it seemed, I thought it was in poor form for him to blame HR for that issue, that they never created one. And I think it's also bad form for someone. We all make mistakes. That's fine. What he should have done is he should have owned up to it and said, I'm sorry, you're right, I didn't have one. I will make do something better. And it was very disconcerting when he just dumped it all on HR.
Let's be fair. He also dumped it on finance. And said we didn't have a budget, whereas indeed he didn't. They didn't have a budget at the time the announcement was made, but 10 months ago they did. So I know hiring people is difficult, but as I said, this isn't the end of it. Shun.
Okay, this is Shun for the transcript record. During the meeting, I was raising in the chat about the amount that was supposed to be given to each RALO for the visa support or emergency issues relating to visa preparation, etc. Alan said something that implied that this has been addressed, so the money will no longer be required. I'd like to get clarification on that. Thank you.
Thank you. People change. The issue at the time was that we had had an example or multiple examples over a period of time of someone who had to travel to a distant country to get their visa, and ICANN, I believe, said we will allocate $100 or $200 or something, $200 to do it, where clearly the airfare was significantly larger than that. There was hotel stays. There were other expenses. And we may as well say who the person is because everyone else around the table knows it was Baran. And it was the second time it had happened. And she couldn't be at the meeting because she was told that, sorry, you pay for your own visas or whatever. We raised the issue. It had obviously been raised with staff significantly before the meeting. It was raised at the board meeting. Fadi made a suggestion that there be $10,000 allocated per ACSO. So should there be problems like this, that money could be drawn upon. We have had a number of cases since then where travel was required to obtain visas, and constituency travel covered the costs. Or at least that was my understanding. So as long as the policy, the practice has changed so that money doesn't need to be allocated, I don't need to have it in a budget that Heidi can access if someone else is doing it as a matter of course. should the problems exist again and they're not solved immediately by the standard process, then we have a real issue. Thank you.
Okay, thank you, Alan. Just a follow-up, may I?
Please, but quickly.
Okay, thank you. I think maybe there's some... I don't know where the data... I don't know where you're getting the data for to really confirm that constituency travel is actually resolving this or paying beyond $200. I personally have spent travel costs that exceed $200. And my limit, the limit I normally get as refund is $200. I know a couple of other people that travels for visa. They had to sleep overnight. They had to travel back again for pickup. So the reality is there. I think we need to confirm. I really suggest that staff confirm from constituency travels whether they are indeed refunding the total cost, because their limit has always been $200. Thank you.
Let me make an announcement to this group. I can't talk to a larger group than I can. If you are having problems being refunded for costs associated with obtaining visas, talk to me, talk to Heidi. Do not let it go unnoticed. If I don't know anything about it, I cannot fix it. Buran?
Thank you, Alan, for putting me on the spot. This is Buran for the record. I just wanted to confirm what you said about full support being allocated, because after that incident, I did get full support to go to Abuja to get my visa for Ireland. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Back to the original speaker queue. Tim.
Thank you, Tim Denton. Mr. Chairman, the doctrines espoused by Mr. Bruce Tonkin this afternoon were pretty fundamental in regard to the limitation of ICANN's role, and in particular any role it might have in relation to consumer confidence. Do you have theories or ideas that would say that Bruce is mistaken? And if so, what might they be? Because what is the basis upon which, if Bruce is right, how do we proceed? And if he's wrong, how do we show that he is?
I can only give you my perspective. Bruce belabored the point that we have a PDP process to change contracts and to adjust conditions if we see fit. He gave as an example the one that did expiration that put some guarantees into the RAA for people who have expired domains. Since I was the one who initiated that through the ALAC and chaired the PDP, I think we know about it. I don't think we needed to be educated. On top of that, it is not the PDP and consensus policy only are applicable to a very narrow set of issues. Bruce implied it was anything within our mission. That is not the correct. It is anything that is specified in a specific paragraph in the contract. I'm not 100% sure I know how I'm going to address this, but I'm not going to ignore it. Whether we should take a specific ALAC action or private conversations with a few people, I'm not 100% sure. I need to think about it. And I will accept input from anyone who has any insight into this. I did not find those comments particularly applicable or appropriate, sorry.
Well,
as I said, I thought that whole item was not handled well.
Tim Denton, from his point of view, he was just slapping us around the head with a large fish. And I don't think we should agree to it. And I should be happy to find any basis in ICANN law, jurisprudence, or whatever to refute that particularly narrow interpretation.
We'll be talking further on it. Vanda.
Yeah, in the same line, I do believe that Bruce is a little afraid to change contracts on something like that to address those kind of things. But I have been talking about that with other TODs in the country, and because of consumer trust and other issues related to our legislation there, even I'm not a lawyer, I do believe that is not necessarily a change of the agreement of the new the contract to agree with, to go to that direction. That's my point of view, but better to...
I'll go to Garth in a moment. Let me say what I was hoping for. I was hoping for a simple statement saying, yes, we care about consumer trust on old GTLDs in addition to new ones. Care. Not words in contracts. Nothing else. You know, it might be that they care but can't do anything about it in the extreme case. Fine. I can live with that. I didn't want to be told that it's expanding the mission to care. Sorry to be rather blunt. Garth?
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Garth Bruin. It is entirely possible for ICANN to create guidance for the consumer the way it has for lawyers, journalists, and other parties. All of these guides are very easily found on ICANN's website. You know, if you're a reporter or an attorney, you can get the information that you need from ICANN about where you fit in. Okay? The consumer doesn't have a spot to fit into. In expanding the role, let's expand the definition that exists in the AOC, which also, as Leon pointed out, includes things like rights protection and specifically uses the phrase malicious abuse. And this malicious abuse has nothing to do with content. The malicious abuse refers to the actual use of the DNS to target other parties on the DNS. So they're not considering the whole document, and they're not considering the whole issues. I mean, there's a lot more going on here.
Thank you. Quick comment. I plan to – we're going to be visited by Goran in a few minutes. I plan to raise the issue of mention it, but we really don't want to spend the whole 15 minutes we have in talking about consumer trust. This is too valuable an engagement with our incoming CEO to use it only on that, but it will be one of the items you mentioned. But let's not take the whole time. It really is a valuable opportunity we have. Thank Vonda, and I'm closing the queue at this point on this. We're waving your spot?
It was an old hand.
It was an old hand. Sebastian, then you can have the spot.
Merci, Monsieur le Président.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I had raised my hand before Garth because I wanted to speak about something else. Today, there was a meeting in which some of us participate. It was for the Domain Name Association, and there was a discussion on the work they are doing about the domain name industry and the way they can find to correct the what some people are doing, the direction some people are taking. It's good, but without the voice of the users we are, it's going to be difficult. And they explained that this work is going to take place outside ICANN, that we were all welcome to participate, but that if we had no money and no time to participate to those meetings, it is clear that we can be welcome, but we won't be there participating to these meetings. Now I wanted to add something else more global related to the discussion on the follow-up of the accountability, the ICANN accountability. And maybe I'm wrong, and maybe the future is going to prove that my question are not well based, but I'm concerned because we already have the address, the address department outside of ICANN, and they are discussing this kind of thing outside of ICANN, and they tell us, if you want to participate, come to our meeting. CCTLD, it is the same. It is happening in my country. Come in my country. Come to my country if you want to know what is happening in this area also. So I'm afraid that this creation of the domain name providers is going to tell us that we are going to do that work outside of ICANN. If you want to participate, come. And this will take all the meaning of ICANN out, and they won't need us anymore. So there is another item here that is disturbing me. And this, it is that they are saying that we have to give the money. A registry is saying that the registry are giving their money to ICANN, but I think the registrars, are giving the money to ICANN, but I think that we are paying and we can also participate to the ICANN activities. There is a risk here. I don't know how to correct that situation, but we have to follow what is happening among the providers and the domain name association. Thank you very much, Mr. Chairman.
I guess I'll give you my opinion, but it'll be quick, and if anyone else wants to contribute, please do. Clearly, the money that goes into ICANN is registrant money, let's face it. It is routed through other people, but when I started in ICANN, registrars and registries said it is our money. Typically, they don't say that anymore. Some of them do, I understand. But we've trained some of them, not all of them. What they do in their own time, in their own groupings, outside of ICANN, we can't really control. To the extent that that results in things that we like, we can certainly applaud it. To the extent it results in things that we believe are counter to our interests, I think we have to speak up. I don't think we have much grounds for saying they can't meet or they can't work on their own, at their own expense, in their own venue. So I think it's a watching brief that we have to be aware of what's going on to the extent we can and wave red flags if and when we see something happening that we don't think is appropriate. I'm not sure what other things we have that we can do. Welcome any other thoughts. Anything else? Tijani, one last comment.
Merci, Monsieur le Président.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Tijani speaking. I think that Sébastien didn't want to say that we need to stop them doing that. No, he was just trying to attract our attention on a possible risk that we need to be aware of. We won't be able to stop them, but we have to speak about it. I think it was what Sébastien was saying. If I'm wrong, please, Sébastien, correct me.
We know about it because they were speaking about it here. We can't enforce that they speak about it in the future, but I think we're if not in agreement, then we're all in the same general territory. Other comments? Anything else? Then we call this part of the meeting to a close. And are we following the order on the list, or are we moving things around? Chair's announcement. So the chair has some announcements. Do I have an announcement? Yeah, I thank you. This is one of those sad times that we are saying thank you to people who have worked very hard on behalf of at large. As you'll see, sometimes it's less sad than others. But first of all, I'd like to thank Alberto Soto and Humberto Carrasco for their service as LACRALO chair and secretariat. Could you come up here? I can certainly say it's been an interesting couple of years with a lot accomplished as well as the interest. Has anyone seen Aziz?
No.
That was a joke. Aziz is 3 foot taller than I am, and I have never have any trouble finding him. Aziz, can you please stand up? I made a comment about Aziz in the showcase the other day, and I will repeat it because it needs repeating. How Aziz could have been chair of AFRALO, and he didn't disappear for the last 2 years, and pull off this meeting, including all of the little side things like the showcase, the NGOs who are visiting us, the students who visited us, us visiting students. I have a fair amount of energy. I'm not anywhere close. So I thank you. I also have to point out that unless I'm mistaken, and someone I'm sure will tell me, this is the first time that an at-large person has almost single-handedly been the host for an ICANN meeting. There's other people who have been involved. I don't think we've had another one who has done it pretty well single-handedly. Sebastian, sorry. You probably had a few more people in Paris than he had here. But thank you. It's been a marvelous meeting. It's been a great experience for all of us. And we expect you to start working again on AFRALO immediately. That's a joke. He's never stopped. Thank you very much from all of us.
Thank you, Alan. Thank you very much.
I am very happy to do this for the community for ALAC, and I hope next future meeting ALAC and ALAC members will organize meeting in their countries. And also I will thank Sebastian, who encouraged me, and Tijani in Bali. He encouraged, he was in the board member. He encouraged, I told him it's hard work, but he encouraged us and we apply. It was first time, it was FMI, our ILS, who will be the host. But ICANN meeting is very big and we need the government. I want also thanks our authorities in Morocco because there was very, very hard work. The security, the Ministry of Foreign Office to give visa, to the Ministry of the INRT is the regulator of Morocco. They make very good job, and they will thank him here. Thank you. Thank you for all.
I wasn't ignoring Tijani's effort in it, but it needed someone on the ground here with our appreciation.
Thank you.
I'm not quite finished yet. Aziz mentioned Tijani. Another one of these people with not much energy. Tijani and the whole Afralo group that put this on. And no matter how good you are, you can't do this by yourself. Our hats off to you. Thank you. And you've set a standard which is going to be hard to achieve, hard to meet, to best. Sorry.
Thank you very much, Alan. I don't think that this could happen without the great help of the staff. We have wonderful staff, really wonderful staff. I am not. It's not a compliment. I am giving. There are people who are working. Pardon.
It is a compliment.
No, I think I am not making compliments. I am telling you the truth. They are really, really helpful for everything. They was with us at all the time, night. Gisela, I want to mention Gisela. We are together on Skype at midnight, at 1 o'clock. Yes, oh, yes, yes, work. Yes, yes. So. We have to applaud our staff very, very strongly.
As far as I can understand, Gisela doesn't actually sleep. She's Am I done?
No tuve tiempo de agradecer.
This is Alberto speaking. I didn't have time to express my gratitude, but I will do it now. He goes back into English.
For your support. For my work, a thank special for this missing Olivier. Ah, okay. Thank you for your support when you was ALAC chair. Two patients. Another particular, Sherry Landonor. You are my model for yes, for your for for good humor, for good humor, for work, for persistence, for all. Thank you, thank you. Thank you for another mon chéri, ami, when you was in the board, I need help you participate in La Grallo meeting and another and support for me in personal. It's very, very good. Thank you. Thank you all. Thank you.
And I also want to take the opportunity to welcome the stranger Humberto as the incoming chair. And I'm told our incoming secretariat is in the room. I hadn't seen Maritza come in. So my apologies. I hadn't realized you came in to come into the room. If you give me a moment to confer with staff. The next item on our agenda is the launch of the new website, or at least a discussion of the launch of the website, which already happened. Go ahead.
Hello, everybody. This is Laura Bingford. First of all, congratulations, everybody, on your new website. It's really been a fantastic journey, and as you all probably know, it's launched now. And we just wanted to take some brief time to talk about what open items we have on the roadmap and answer any questions that you have, and then I'll be passing it over to Ariel to talk a little bit about where you can provide feedback and some of the analytics and how many visitors have come so far. Okay, so Ariel is showing the website up there right now. If you'll go to the new website, there is a cookie set, and a little box will come up and say, welcome to the new website. There is a link out to a page to provide feedback. And this is the page that Ariel is displaying that shows the various feedback up there. So I'm sure you've explored the pages that are there already. One main area that we didn't quite get to before launch was the ALS applications. So that is still on the old website. Just a reminder, it's renamed legacy@large.icann.org. Everything is still over there, so be assured that we haven't lost anything. And we had quite a big effort in making sure that everything was converted over. The second thing that is an ongoing effort is translations and accessibility. So we did a much more detailed update on the accessibility of the website in the accessibility working group earlier this morning. So that is going to be an ongoing effort in order to get it certified to the level AA standards. And then we anticipate doing some additional work in the content template area. We do have a lot of new capabilities that allows the regions and RALOs and other people to author content and news. And so we expect that to be an area that we want to encourage people to use and utilize. And so we're looking at doing some additional efforts in that area. So what you can expect is any issues that come up, and we've had very little issues, which is always a very good indication. But we have had a couple, and we're trying to address those right away as they come up. So in the effort of being fully transparent about those, we will show those on the wiki. And I think I'm going to hand it over to Ariel to go through the wiki, let you know what feedback we've gotten, and take a look at some of the analytics that we have on the website that we'll be sharing on an ongoing basis with you. And one other expectation, we'll do updates, right before meetings, so probably another update in June, and fixing anything that comes up along the way. Okay, Ariel.
Thanks, Laura. This is Ariel Leon for the record. Just want to show you, we do have a wiki page that's created to collect feedback on the website. And just to point you where you can give feedback is you scroll down to the footer and you see Stay Connected and then, you see Community Website and then the last one called Website Feedback. And then you click on that, take you to this page that shows you the roadmap and also the link to the wiki page that we collect all the comments. And then this is the wiki page. And here you can report issues, bugs, or items that you think can be improved here. And then we will document all this content over here and then the way we address those issues down below. So far we just received a few, mostly from Alan. So if you have additional feedback, please feel free to comment on this page and we will diligently work on that and tackle them. And then also I'll give you a quick glimpse of Google Analytics. So we have installed Google Analytics to track the traffic on the website, and then this is the Google Analytics page. Not sure whether all of you have used that before, but this can track how many page views we have on the website, how many unique visitors we have during a period of time, and also how much time they spent on each pages. And so far, the response rate is pretty good. And for example, we have a period of time, the average time spent on a page is 24 minutes or so. So it means people are really exploring the site. And then when we launched the site, there's about 70 unique visitors. So it's much better than what we did for the older site. But those tracking will be long-term. And then we only launched it about a week. And so we will monitor the performance. That's just a quick overview of this.
Of course, 24 minutes per page may mean it's so perplexing it takes them that long to read it. I'm not. I try not to be mean, but occasionally I've got to do a little bit. I should tell you, in years gone by, when I used to run a large technical group, they would curse me because no matter how much they tested it, within 5 minutes of me trying it, I'd find several things broken in it. I have a knack. Any other comments or thoughts on the website? And despite those comments, it is infinitely better than what we had before, so thank you.
Alan? Who? 'Tis the voice of the goddess.
The voice of the goddess who is hiding behind someone else and I couldn't see. The microphone is yours.
My card was well out. Thank you. It's not actually a goddess at all, but it's Cheryl Langdonor for the transcript record. One thing very recently I noted when I was going through the website, and I, strangely enough, didn't have time to do even the feedback, but it's something that I thought, I can raise here. So amidst my congratulations and thanks, which you've already got. There isn't a clear and easy way to get from the space that is our landing page now and our wiki, at least not that my fuddled mind could find at whatever hour of the day it was. So I'm sure it's there. It's just that, it needs to be really obvious. Don't tell me it's down the bottom of the shopping list page. That's a good reason for you to change it. It needs to be up the top because the Alans, the Cheryls and the Oliviers will go to this page and then they'll go, right, we want to look at the notes of the minutes of the day of the whatever, and we immediately want to just take a side journey out to where we know the stuff is, and then we'll come and take a, a, a journey back in. So until we get everything integrated and a full, you know, library of linked data, and I like to think that might happen one day, it's not there yet. So we still have to hop in and out, and it'd just be nice to have a quick toggle of some description. Thank you.
Thank you. What the Allens do is go to the calendar, which is linked directly from the home page. It's no longer on the home page, which annoys me no end. But aside from that, the calendar does let me then go to the meetings I look for. By the way, I was introduced to and talked to the new person that ICANN has hired, who is effectively, not his title here, but effectively a librarian who will help us organize all of our data. I'm optimistic we may actually get somewhere on it. Anyone else? Not seeing anyone? Thank you. I think we need a bit of applause. They've been working at this for a long time. Next item we have is reports from liaisons. We have a significant amount of time, more than I actually had planned. I would like to suggest we originally had, we have 30 minutes allocated for it. Do we have any liaisons here who would like to talk about it? I can't hear you, Judith.
Alan, this is Judith for the record. If we have extra time, maybe we could move up the secretariat meeting and so that we could then finish earlier so we can get to the buses.
Yeah. Well, but we have another item in between that we can't move. So, probably not. Sorry. Are there any liaisons who are prepared to report? We have a liaison. Julie Hammer. Well, my peripheral vision is not very good. We will take Julie Hammer first because I saw her first. Julie?
Thank you, Alan. Julie Hammer speaking. Only a couple of things to mention. As you're all aware, ESSAC was the first chartering organisation to approve its the CCWG accountability report, and hopefully that encouraged other members of the community to get on and do it. And it's great to see that there's only one to go. So that's great news. But that was quite challenging, but I have to say that my life was very much made easier by the additional interaction and knowledge that I gleaned from the discussions in ALAC, and not just having to rely on my participation in the CCWG to become informed. So thank you very much to my ALAC colleagues for helping me there. At our closed ESSAC meetings on yesterday, Lyman Chapin, who's the other representative, and I suggested to other ALAC members that should any be interested in taking...
Perhaps other ESSAC members.
Sorry, other ESSAC members, thank you. That should they be interested in taking over our roles as the representatives on the CCWG, that we'd be willing to enable them to do that. After the laughter subsided, funnily enough, no one volunteered, so I'll be continuing in that role. A little bit more seriously, thanks again for the interaction on Sunday. I know that the ESSAC and Patrick in particular highly values the interaction with ALAC. You really are the group that provide most feedback on the reports that we have. And we very, very much appreciate that interest and the feedback. And as Patrick always says, if there's any additional topics or specific questions that you have, please make them known, and I know you'll do that. But just to give you a heads up on we've just finished a number of reports, and you've seen those reports, and one of them I want to still provide you with a summary. I just haven't had the chance to do that yet because it was released so recently. But there are three work parties that I think are going to be of interest to you to know that they're happening. One is further work on namespace issues, and there was a very brief ESSAC report highlighting that there are some issues here and we're going to be looking into it, and it was primarily to sensitise the board to some of those issues. So there's going to be further work go on in that. There's a work party been established to support the ESSAC representatives to the CCWG looking into auction proceeds. So that is an issue that's of quite significant interest to ESSAC. But the one I really wanted to bring to your attention, because I've been seeing quite a bit of chatter on the email lists in this community, is that ESSAC is kicking off a work party focused on IDN harmonisation. And the issues that they want to look into on that are IDN CCTLD Fast Track, the TMCH, work on label generation rules for the root zone, the IETF work on IDNA 2008. I don't know what that means, but I'll try and learn what that means. Evolution of the Unicode standard, and various advice on second level policies such as language tables. So I know that you've been talking about shutting down your IDN work party, and it's possible that you just don't have the resources to continue your own work on that. But I just wanted to really bring to your attention that ESSAC is going to be working in that space, and I'll try and keep you informed on what's happening there. It's also a space where it is possible that there are a couple of technical IDN experts outside ESSAC that may be invited, particularly from the IETF area, may be invited to work with ESSAC on those issues. So that completes my report.
Thank you very much. I have one question. Somebody, it may have been Olivier, but I'm not sure, raised the issue the other day of, we don't hear much these days about name collisions. And is ESSAC doing any follow-up work to see, do we have a real problem, or do we have statistics being collected some other way?
Thank you, Alan. Julie speaking. One of the problems that ESSAC has about following up on name collisions is that the sort of measurement that ESSAC recommended to be put in place to enable the assessment to happen was not done by ICANN. Therefore, it is very, very difficult to assess whether name collisions have occurred, because there's no data to be examined. There are a number of issues that ESSAC did consider looking into, but it was so broad and so wide, and we, after working on it for a couple of months, we really failed to get traction. I was on that work party and reported it in my monthly reports. And so at this stage, what we are going to do is wait to see what happens with the review that's being undertaken by ICANN itself.
I could suggest the ESSAC support an empty report on their assessment of name collision based on the statistics that were gathered. Maureen, I know you're going to have to run off to the CCNSO. Do you want to just run off and submit your report in other means, or do you want to talk first?
I've got a brief report. Okay. And I take 5-10 minutes. Yes, in about a half an hour's time, of course, the CCNSO Council is meeting and will be making a decision as to whether they're going to support the submission to the CCWG accountability. And although I don't presume there'll be anything sort of like majorly, you know, sort of like untoward, you know, there have been some concerns raised by members during the process, and it'd be interesting to see, you know, what results. Just to give a brief overview of some of the things that have happened during the course of the year, there's been a major review and overview of their organisational sort of like guidelines and like our rules of procedure, and these are being presented to members at this meeting and will be adopted at today's council meeting. They've got a really big focus for the following next year on outreach and engagement. They have 457 CCTLD members, and probably not surprisingly, when we consider some of the ALSs that we have who don't participate as well as much as we would like them to do, they have the same dilemma. And one of the things that, for example, the AP RALO leadership team attended the APTLD meeting in Auckland very recently, and there's a large number of Asia Pacific member CCTLDs who, you know, could do with a little bit more support. So AP RALO is going to be sort of like encouraging their ALSs to sort of like, you know, connect with them and try and see about, you know, just re-energising that connection. Another decision that will be made today, of course, will be re-election of a new council chair as Byron retires. That's it. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Before I take any questions, we are trying to move up Joran's visit. So if we succeed, then we will honour Judith's request of pushing the whole schedule up and letting you get out earlier, but it depends on whether we can actually get him and the various people who come with him to get here early. Comments, questions for Maureen?
Sorry, Cheryl Langdon, for the record. Just briefly, if you would be so kind as to update us from the meeting, Maureen. I know a number of us would be really keen to see some Skyping out, not only just on the CCWG, but also on the what I trust will be confirmation of Katrina as chair, and I trust retention of Byron as vice chair. Thank you.
I certainly will.
Thank you, Maureen. Olivier. Anything happening in the GNSO?
Thank you very much, Alan. Olivier Crépin-Leblanc speaking. And the GNSO has been on holiday in Marrakesh, not doing much at all, as we know. Councillors have visited the various sites and... No, okay. Let's rewind. For the record, that was a joke. Right. No, the GNSO has been obviously very busy, as everyone else in ICANN. And they have met over the... past few days, the primary order of discussion was, of course, the cross-community working group on ICANN accountability. They had their public meeting a little bit earlier this afternoon, where the agenda was somehow changed a little bit. There are a couple of motions which I'm not quite sure of because of the fact that I was in the board meeting, ICANN and at-large in board meeting for the first couple of motions. I'm aware of one motion, which was the approval of recommendations, approval of proposed approach for implementing recommendations from the GNSO review. That has been withdrawn. It might be due to the lack of time to actually discuss it and proceed with it. So the work there, the vote that is required to approve the implementation of those recommendations has been moved to the next GNSO call. And apart from that, the big news of the day, of course, is the approval of the recommendations from the Cross-Community Working Group on enhancing ICANN accountability. The GNSO chair decided to have the vote taking place in two phases. The first phase was a batch of recommendations which did not include recommendation 1, recommendation 2, recommendation 6, recommendation 10, and recommendation 11. If you ask me which these are, they can be referred to, of course, on your documents. So the first batch did not include these in there, and the vote took place, and the approval was unanimous. Now, with regards to recommendation 1, 2, 6, 10, and 11, there were some abstentions and some no votes. On recommendation 1, there were 2 votes against. Recommendation 2, there were 2 as well. Recommendation 6, there was 1 abstention and 1 no vote. Recommendation 10, there were 2 no votes. And recommendation 11, there were 2 no votes as well. But since there were only 2, the amount that you needed to pass the recommendation, the supermajority was achieved. That's correct. Thank you, Queen of Process. Supermajority was achieved, and therefore the GNSO Council has approved the final report from being carried forward. Any questions on this specifically? I haven't finished my intervention, so I don't know whether you want me to finish. Okay. No? So let's have reports on this, questions on this, and then I'll finish.
Thank you. Since it's a matter of public record, can you save us the trouble of looking it up and telling us where the votes, the no's and the abstentions came from?
Yes, thank you very much, Alan. I thought you were going to ask me this question. So, Olivier Crépin-Leblanc speaking. So, on recommendation 1, the no votes came from David Cake and Edward Morris. Both of them have made statements as to the reason for their no vote, and these will be also transmitted by email to the GNSO Council so as for them to be accurate. On recommendation 2, Stefania Milan and Edward Morris voted no. There are also statements attached to this. And these are official statements, of course, which will be transmitted to the ICANN board. Recommendation 6, Edward Morris abstained, and Marilia Messiel voted no. Recommendation 10, Edward Morris voted no. Marilia Messiel voted no. And recommendation 11, Stefania Milan voted no, and Edward Morris voted no. As I said, for each of these, there is a reason, and it's carefully explained. And if you wish, I can forward to the ALAC a compendium of the different statements which will be made, or I'm sure they will be published in due course.
Thank you very much.
And finally, one additional item which did get discussed after this discussion was the a discussion on the RDAP implementation. And there was some unhappiness about some of the work that is currently being done, bearing in mind that apparently there are other tracks that are taking place simultaneously. So the Council will probably continue discussion on this. There was an additional noteworthy item in any other business, or sorry, that was brought forward during the open mic. As you know, the GNSO has got a segment of time where people can stand on the microphone and ask questions and so on. And one of the councillors brought forward the allegations that have come through. And unfortunately, I don't know much about the topic, but perhaps people do hear of sexual harassment that has been going around, the discussion that has gone around. It has been brought forward to the council, and the council has formally said that it would assist in any way if there were any regulations or anything like that that would need to be designed within ICANN. At the moment, it's understood that as far as staff is concerned, there are all sorts of clauses and so on in the bylaws of ICANN. As far as volunteers are concerned, they are not apart, of course, from the usual rules of procedures and the documents which ask for people to be courteous to each other, etc. I don't have the exact names of it. I'm a little tired of it. So that's the current status. I'm not sure whether the ALAC wishes to also offer its assistance in such a thing, but it seems that the determination around the room in the GNSO Council was to assist in any way it could.
I see that Cheryl wants to comment on that, but before that, the CCNSO has approved the accountability proposal.
No, they have not. The CCNSO members, sorry.
The CCNSO Council has, no.
No. The CCNSO members have indicated with a show of cards, which is the way they operate, their support. The council will now convene at 5 and deliberate and vote.
Sorry, my information source was incorrect.
Ask me.
The goddess will now speak on sexual harassment.
Indeed she will, because it's a matter... I'd actually like to suggest that we can probably just call it harassment as an issue, be it of a sexual and gender-based nature or any other way. It is essential, and I would like to suggest, I think, I can't imagine the at-large community in the ALAC doing other than being in full support of us working together as a community to ensure that everyone feels safe and is able to contribute in the environment we work in, be it at an ALAC, sorry again, at an ICANN meeting or online. Our online words are actually, only in recent times, quite good and quite adequate. As annoying as it is to agree every time you enter into Adobe Connect rooms that you are going to follow certain principles, that is an important step to remind each and every one of us of the standards and behavioural norms that are expected of us, and if we can't behave in that way, we should get up and get out of the rooms. It is a gap in the physical meetings. It is a matter that I am yet to find anyone other than supportive about sorting out. It is a matter of huge sensitivity because whilst we have a champion, if I can use that term advisedly, in a young woman whom I admire, who is willing to come forward and in a far more public than many of us would suggest most could do way, bring it to our forefront. And I can assure you that there are many men and women who have stepped up to assist and support her to feel safe since she has had this experience here at this meeting. But it's not just a matter of this case. This case is simply a touch paper. It's just a start. We do need to have safety mechanisms and abilities. We do need to have a situation where anyone who is new to the way we organise ourselves and the way we interact can know that if I am confused and if I feel threatened, this is the expectations of feeling safe that I can expect. We should commit, we should do it, we should support it, but we should also not get hysterical about it. Humans do really horrible things to their fellow humans. They are going to sadly continue to do it in our interactions here. What we do is manage and normalise the expectations. I certainly want to put my hand up to contribute. Thank you.
I'm going to take this opportunity to formally ask, who supports what Cheryl just said? No, not ALAC members only. Okay. If there is any activity going on within ICANN which is going to help fix the solution, put rules in place, those of you who know me, I may add a couple of Machiavellian items after that, which I won't express. I strongly support it.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. With your permission, because I am in now constant contact with my young friend, I would like to actually Skype to her that the unanimity of the at-large and ALAC room is behind her co-ops. Thank you.
Olivier Crépin speaking. Thus my report ends. Thank you.
Thank you very much. One item that we had on the agenda yesterday, 2 days ago, I've lost complete track, someday in the last few days, when we were talking about work group revitalization, work group killing off, whatever, we had a discussion of the IDN working group. The consensus in the group of the people in that room at the time was, although there is still plenty of IDN work to be done, it was being done by a number of identified individuals, and there was no need to have a formal working group be designated in that role. There were a number of email messages that followed that by people who had not been part of the discussion, and I guess I would like to suggest that we pretend it never the discussion never happened, and we will restart it, making sure that all the people that need to be there are in the room at the time. Thank you. How are we doing on time? We have 8 minutes. We can fill it. We can say time for a bio break, but you really need to be back at the table when he shows up, and he may show up in a minute and a half early. So we'll reconvene at about 6 minutes from now. We are reconvening. Please take your seats.
So, hello again, ALAC. It's nice to see you.
Are you sure?
Always. In any case, you made a request to meet with the incoming CEO. So here he is. And you might not have noticed this, but he doesn't go anywhere without a shepherd. Right. So we'll let him introduce himself, and then you can ask him whatever you like.
She's not the shepherd. The shepherd sits over there. And I occasionally just break loose. Now, it was not a request more than from me, because I wanted to meet you. But with that said, I had the pleasure of actually meeting some of you, starting already on Friday, on a famous bus ride, which I enjoyed immensely. And also some people that I can't move out of the corridor, Sebastian, without meeting, and also with some people that I discovered I have some joint friends with in Mexico, and even people that has been sort of working for me, which is kind of interesting. So I feel very much at home in this one. First of all, I would like to thank you for having the opportunity to come here. It's in the end of everything, there is a user, and you represent a very important group in an environment which is very professional and there's a lot of things happening. And your group, and this is what my real chaperone tells me, is very, very important. But I agree. In the now when the internet is also growing, it came out of something and it became something else. And over the last couple of years, ICANN has gone from being an international organization into something which is really global. And in that process, it's very, very important that we also recognize all the differences in culture, language, that exist around the world, not only on the regional basis, but also in countries and parts of countries sometimes. And you are really the one of the most important groups to help us to understand that. And I'm really looking forward to work with you, to learn from you, and to have dinner with you, even in the future. I would like to thank you very much for the dinner, and thank you very much for the omelette this morning. This is between us. As I'm, it should say trainee here, as I said, because I haven't really started. It became kind of official yesterday when Steve suddenly told everybody that I will actually start in a way the 1st of April. But I will spend the first time learning, but also moving, because I'm actually relocating myself and my family to Los Angeles, and I have to be there in the end of May. My family will come a little bit later after the summer, but I'm just trying to fix some small things like somewhere to live, a toothbrush, you know, everything that you need to do, and I will do a lot of that. When I start to then do things, what I will do is reach, and this is completely transparent, I will reach out to the communities first. These are the ones I would like to meet as much as possible. And this is the reasons why I'm coming back to the statement I made in my speech on the first, the opening speech, when I said that the role of the ICANN CEO is to implement policies that come from the community. And that is, on a personal behalf, a little bit by being a civil servant. And to be able to do that as much as I can, I need to understand and get input from you. And therefore, I will prioritize the community in this model before I sort of leap onto everything else. But it will always be the basis of what I work. When it comes to question, don't ask me what I'm going to do for the first 100 days. because right now I don't know. Thank you.
Thank you very much. I have to say, at a personal level, when I saw the announcement of your appointment, I was delighted for a bunch of different reasons. I haven't heard a single negative comment, which is perhaps interesting from this group, because usually we can come up with a couple. So I look forward to you erasing the trainee from your label, and look forward to working together for the next little while.
I forgot to say something about myself. Maybe this is due to my culture where I come from, which is Sweden, which is a very small community, which is built around the simple notion of consensus. Because if you're a small community, you have to work together. There's no other way. You have to share expertise. So that is kind of in my gene pool. And that is how I also have a very interesting, or maybe for you, not interesting, but for me, interesting view on taking criticism. I want you to share with me when I do something wrong. And I will not take that as criticism. I will try to take that as someone who wants to help me to do my job better. That's the way I function, and that's really what I would like to go forward. It may happen that I will talk back to you if I don't agree, but it's also in the model. But I want really to create an open discussion, because it's through the discussion that we actually can improve ourselves and make things better. We will not always agree, but I hope that through the discussion you can teach me and I can share my views. So never be afraid. I wonder if that's a good statement, by the way, to tell me if I'm wrong. I bet you will anyway.
Yes,
sir? I'll open the floor in a moment. I have to make one comment because I've been requested to make it. The open board meeting today was exceedingly productive compared to many of them in the past. We have come very close to scrapping them because of the lack of productivity. That cannot be said about the last item of consumer trust. And once the incoming label is gone, we're going to talk a lot more about that. The ALAC and at large really is passionate about these issues, so we're not going to go into the details today, but we are serving notice. Go ahead.
I got into a discussion what a difference between what I'm going to do in the future and what I'm actually doing until the 27th. And because many people have a view on what is a telecom regulator actually, what's the role of a telecom regulator. And the telecom regulator is very simple. It's there to protect the end user. It's there to protect consumers or there to protect citizens. Because the job of a regulator is to make sure that monopoly companies cannot take charge over the end consumers with agreements or payment systems that doesn't work. So I'm kind of trained in that mood, and it's been very, very important to me. So maybe we share some values in that, at least the notion of that in the end of everything, there is a user.
Thank you very much. We have a few people with their hands up. I have seen Sebastian, Tim. And I ask people to keep their interventions short because Joran cannot stay for that long, and we want to give people an opportunity. And to Johnny.
Thank you very much, and welcome. We knew that you were coming because they changed the temperature of the room. It started to be cold just when you came in. Then it was to accommodate you, and we are happy to accommodate you with us here. My second point is that you ask us to tell you the truth. I would like to request from you that you do the same. I am sure that you will, but it's better to say it than just to imagine that maybe you will do it. And once again, welcome.
Thank you. I have problems of lying because I have a bad memory. And if you want to be a good liar, you have to have a good memory, and I don't.
Thank you. Tim?
I used to be a telecom regulator myself. Hello. I have a really simple question, sir. How do you prefer that your name be pronounced?
I will now tell you a secret, and it's because it's a secret that I don't want to share with everybody, but I trust you. I was in a meeting with some Chinese people, and they told me that my name actually means a good-looking horse that jumps well and gallops. I bet you will not tell anyone about that. It doesn't matter how you pronounce my name.
Is that just the first name?
It's the last name.
Okay.
Göran?
Yeah. But I don't. Now, I've worked internationally for the last 20 years, and no one outside Sweden has ever been able to pronounce my name, so I'm kind of used to it. As long as you use my name and not other, you know, other name about me.
And is Malby or Malby?
Malby.
Malby?
Yeah. You sound like you're from Gothenburg, and I can't give anyone a better compliment than that.
I'm sure it came from there 1,000 years ago.
Yeah, we were Vikings.
I will speak in French, so please, if you want, put your headphone. No, two.
Thank you very much to come here and dedicate your first meeting with the community to our organization. Welcome. You have expressed from the beginning your desire to work with the people, to communicate with people. This is what we want. And I had a question I wanted to ask you, but Tim has asked it. How do you pronounce your name? Rinalia told us it is written one way and it is pronounced another way. For me, it wasn't normal, but okay. It was a joke. But what I wanted to say is that we want to work with you. We want to work in an open model, in an open way with you. If you also want it, it will be perfect. If you don't want it, we will have problems. Thank you.
Je ne parle pas très bien français.
I don't speak very well French, so I'm sorry.
Merci de me donner la parole.
Thank you to give me the floor. I want to say as Tijani that we welcome the new CEO, and as a newcomer myself to this community, we hope that we will be able to work with you as long as it is possible, and we hope to do a long way with you because we are very interested in this organization and we think that it will be a space that will help us to work in the ICT area. I hope you will be a leader behind its community and not in front of its community. We know the community. We know where we want to go, and you have to help us and guide us. Thank you and good luck.
Merci, and I hope I can be a part of the community as well. Thank you.
Harold?
Thank you very much, Chair. I'm going to speak Spanish.
This is Harold Arcos speaking. For the records, I would like to welcome you to this meeting, and I would like to ask you, the outgoing CEO, Fadi, had a mission. He turned ICANN into a global organization. What do you think would be the current challenge that for this stage or this new era that you are facing? Thank you.
It's a very good question, and I hope I can come back to it. The board and myself is working a lot to see what happened now during and after the transition period. I think I can already say that stability and transparency is going to be very, very important. The reason I'm not giving you the full answer, there is also a strategic plan for ICANN, which you all worked with, and that is the goalpost of how we do things. If I may, I will say that the milestones that are produced right now when it comes to handing over to NTNA will be very, very important. And I have to prove myself to make sure that we also deliver based on those promises. But I will come back to you. Thank you.
Go ahead, Hadjer.
إن بما أن هناك ترجمة اسمحوا لي بأن أتكلم باللغة العربية.
I am Hajar Abdelkafi. I'm here a guest amongst you. I represent the National Bar Association in Tunisia. I wish you, sir, all the success in your new mission, and we are sure that you will complete successfully what your predecessor began. I have two wishes. The first wish is, from Africa, you need to complete the work that has been done. It's a continent that deserves all the good work. It's fertile for internet, and we are looking forward that ICANN should have a great role in that. The second wish is that you should try to have linkages with NGOs, because through them, the dissemination will be achieved of ICANN, and thank you.
I'm not sure to what extent you've been briefed. We invited a number of NGOs from Africa to join us around the table, and wave your hands. They're not all here today.
He's here.
One more there. And it's, I must say, they participated. They were sort of dropped in here without a lot of history and knowledge of ICANN, and have participated very actively in our discussions. And it shows what can be done if we try a little bit. Thank you. How much more time do we have? 4 more minutes. We have Sebastian.
Yes, very short, and I think that Tijani could talk about that, or Aziz. We went to the university yesterday. We talked in front of 100 students, and it was refreshing, very good, very well organized by both Aziz and Tijani. They have done a lot during this week, and thanks to them. But the students were coming. Some of them came here and spent 2 days with us, and some other we just met him at the university. It was a great moment, and I really hope that we will repeat that in other countries, and particularly in the B meeting, where it's target to go to a country where we are not used to go, and hopefully on the Monday to do some outreach. Once again, this session at the university was great. Thank you.
Thank you very much. We have a remote comment.
Thank you, Chair. This is Ishim from Mike and Staff. Ritme Citero says, welcome, Señor Lloran. From Venezuela, we welcome. Thank you.
Thank you, Venezuela.
Last call.
Alan, it was Cheryl Langdonor for the transcript record. I was just going to point out to our new CEO that we as a community make extensive use of the online facilities that ICANN is kind enough to provide us with, as well as obviously, you know, our interpretation services at these types of meetings, and indeed in our teleconferences, which routinely run in simultaneous interpretation in 3 languages. So our community is expecting multi-levels of communication in and out of a room, and so you'll often get remote participants having an absolute equal footing in the room. And, of course, you picked up on the fact that we had welcoming coming in from Venezuela, so thank you.
Thank you. The issue of diversity is often raised. Sometimes we look at the other parts of ICANN and say, what's the problem? Why are you having such a hard time? But some of it comes automatically to us. That doesn't mean we don't have to try a little bit harder. Any other further questions? Comments? We're done. Thank you very much. Olivier Crépin-Leban, former chair, and always has to get the last word in.
Thank you very much, Alan. Yeah, I thought, well, the other former chair had said something, so I had to say something too. And I had to think long and hard to think what I was going to think and about and say, and unfortunately it was very difficult. But you're let off this time because you're the incoming president. So the next time I think we'll probably need more time with you, and also there'll be a fire of questions coming down your way and things, but we're really looking forward to working with you, and I'm personally very excited that you've first that you come from Europe, and that your background and the way that you approach things is absolutely great. So really looking forward to making history in the future. So thank you.
Thank you, and thank you for letting me come here, and I hope that I will come back many, many, many times, and I'm looking forward to the questions, but also to the answers. Thank you very much.
Thank you. That was exactly what I was going to say. The meeting hasn't ended yet. Thank you very much.
Thank you, ALAC.
ALAC and regional leaders and other people who
ALAC,
we have as
regional
guests.
Regional leaders and other at-large community members.
Thank you. Now, we had a comment on from remote participation on the last issue we were talking about, that is on harassment. Yeshim?
Thank you, Chair. This is Yeshim from ICANN staff. Again, Ritme Citiero says, Lacrallo should speak with APC on the subject of virtual harassment and cyberbullying. Thank you.
Cyberbullying. This is a test of your English.
Please do excuse my English. Thank you.
Your English is marvelous. And some of us are in love with your accent. That is...
Cheryl, Cheryl.
Oh, dear. I saw a hand up somewhere. I did see a hand somewhere. Yeah, Alberto?
Sí, I speak in Spanish.
This is Alberto Soto speaking. I have the same question as Raitme, and from my ALS, we are working on that, and we are delivering conversations in secondary schools. We have been working with many students. For example, in one province of Argentina, we had in 2 days, I think, were three meetings one day and three meetings on another day with more than 150 students. So I will discuss this with Umberto, and the new, the incoming CEO will have more work to do because, of course, I will ask him to help me.
Thank you very much. This is the last meeting, last formal meeting. For the ALAC, as such, there's a regional leaders meeting starting immediately after this, and we've already run a little bit late following what we were planning to. But earlier than we had originally intended, I believe. So I'd like to call this meeting to an end. I thank you all for your participation and the active work that was done here. I think we were very successful. We have one more item. Sorry. There's a vice chair's announcement. Ah, now I know what it is. My apologies.
Thank you very much, Alan. As you know, we had this week five NGOs that came with us and that have been trained during morning sessions during this week, and also that who participated in other sessions than the ALAC sessions. They participated strongly, or let's say, more than expected in the ALAC sessions, but they participated also in the other sessions. Now we will, and we get to the university, and they get with us to the university. So it was a huge week for them, and we want to give them a certificate. So Aziz and Alan will do that.
If I can get up.
Hajar Afes Abdel Kafi, ONG Tunisie. Next one, Madame Aisha Abed, ONG Maroc. She's sick. Felicitas.
Okay.
she got a little bit sick. So her nous voulons la remercier beaucoup plus que les autres.
We wish to thank her more than others because she has stayed in the room même she if she was not feeling well.
Kuri Omran. Vous avez constaté qu'il y a plus de femmes que d'hommes dans les ONG.
How very far there are more women than men in the room.
Maître Thierry Pietcoudol, ONG Cameroun.
Oui, mon cher
NGO Cameroun. Dear Assis, I thank you. At the request of everyone, I will make a speech. Thank you very much. My dear Assis, dear Alan, I thank you for this diploma of this certificate. I am a little bit disappointed that the new CEO that comes at the same time as me doesn't give it himself. I didn't understand his name. I think it's Crazy Horse or something like that. It's not from the president of ICANN, it's the Reylos that offers this gift and this certificate. It's ALAC chairman that offers this certificate. Thank you, Alan. Thanks a lot. Come here, everyone. Please come closer. We will take a picture. We will take a group picture with Thierry. We will make a group photo. We'll take a group photo.
Have I forgotten anything else before we can adjourn? Then I'd like to... Sorry? Thank you very much. I do have some thanks, but yes, please go ahead.
J'ai préparé un petit mot sur...
I have prepared a speech on Tunis... For 3 minutes, if it doesn't bother you, I will speak for 3 minutes, if it's possible. If you're busy and we don't have the time for this, it's okay.
Please.
I'm looking for my speech because I have written it. I hope that the translation will be accurate. Bella di Tunis.
This is the way, this is the same meaning for the country as a country of ease and tranquility and peace. maybe Tunisia may not be big in its geographical size or in its natural wealth. However, it is wealthy with human capital and multitude of civilizations over the history, which qualified it to be in a position, in a special position, in its geographical and international environment. It is opened on itself and on other countries. Who says Tunisia? Says Hannibal, says Elisa, says Roman ruins, and Uqba ibn Nafi', and Tariq ibn Ziyad, and Kahraman, as well as Bayt al-Hikmah, Ibn Khaldun, Imam Sahnoun, and Qadi Ayad, Judge Ayad. It's a country of independence and constructions, the wisdom of Bourguiba, and 14th June 2011. If the people one day need to live, the destiny must respond. Abu al-Qasim al-Shabi, the poet, said that. And the people of Tunisia said, go ahead, go away to Ben Ali in a time where it was history. It was a historical moment. This is a moment that was very difficult for Tunisia. But the people of Tunisia wanted to express their will. But the will of the people cannot be defeated. The Tunisian revolution was a very good one, and it did not happen overnight. It found itself, it found the Tunisian people in a very difficult situation, and the it faced a very difficult political position, political situation, economical situation that did not use or was not used to the plurality. The political assassinations made things even more complicated, and this almost led to a civil war in Tunisia. So the quartet that is led the dialogue, that has led the dialogue, which is the Union of Tunisia for Commerce and Trade, and the Tunisian League for Human Rights, this quartet led the way and paved the way towards a very clear and transparent and democratic elections. The way in front of Tunisia is very difficult, especially on the social and economic level. In front of Tunisia, there is a great deal of work and a lot of challenges in order to live together and build a strong economy, a balanced economy, and an open political will and policy, foreign policy. Tunisia needs support from the international community. While we're with you in ICANN, in the community of ICANN, we call upon you to come as guests to our country and to see what I was expressing, what I was explaining to you in Tunisia. There is a great deal of human capital and human powers. There is a lot of opportunity for investment, and we call upon you, we invite you from this platform to invest in our country and in our home. You can come to our home any way, any time. I'm very happy to be with you today and this week. And this was a great experience, and I will talk about it to the people of my country, Tunisia. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Without any further ado, we have another meeting starting here a minute ago. So I would like to thank everyone on the ALAC. The regional leaders will be staying for their next meeting. Everyone else, of course, is welcome to stay. As the last ALAC meeting, I'd like to thank, first of all, our interpreters. Who were supposed to have been given a break, and we didn't give them one. They may need a few minutes. Second of all, our technical staff behind me on my left. This has been another meeting, and they're becoming routine and boring, where everything works all the time. It's really nice. Thank you. Tijani says we have to touch wood. There's wood under every table. We're okay. Last but not least, the at-large staff who have been supporting us. It's been a great meeting. Thank you all. And we'll see you tomorrow, because, of course, the meeting itself is not over, just our part of it. Gisela.
Sorry if I may. Very important information that I'm sure everyone wants to know is what time the buses run to the gala this evening. They leave from 7 to 8 p.m., 1900 to 2000, from in front of the conference center. Last bus leaves at 2000. The return buses start at 2130, 9:30 p.m., running every 30 minutes back to the various hotels, and the last bus leaves at 11:30 p.m., 2330. Thank you. Have a lovely evening.
Thank you all.